Text numéro 56. How lab-grown meat could help the planet and our health. What if there was a way to eat meat without farming and killing billions of animals per year, contributing to the climate crisis and risking high cholesterol levels? Cultivated meat is real meat grown directly from animal cells. Uma Valetti, founder and CEO of California company Upside Foods, said via email. These products are not vegan, vegetarian or plant-based. They are real meat, made without the animal. The process of making cultivated meat is similar to brewing beer. But instead of growing yeast or microbes, Upside Foods grows animal cells. Based on the field of tissue engineering, growing tissues in a lab for medical repairs, scientists start by taking a small cell sample from cows or chickens, then identify cells that can multiply. From there, we feed these cells with essential nutrients they need to replicate naturally, Valetti said. Cultivated meat could help slow climate change driven by greenhouse gas emissions, most of which are from animal agriculture. The transport needed for agriculture emits both methane and carbon dioxide, and clearing land and forests, including for agriculture, emits carbon dioxide, according to the United Nations. The presumption is that cultivated meat will reduce the land footprint, the water needs, and some of the waste streams that go out from feedlots. The industry is about 10 years old and still a few years away from being commercially available to US consumers in grocery stores or restaurants, and maybe up to 20 years more for it to replace a substantial portion or all of the traditional meat industry. Today, Singapore is the only country to have approved cell-based meat for consumer consumption. Americans await approval from the FDA. Until then, cultivated meat and its potential benefits for animals, humans, and the environment are more hope than promise. First, few to no animals would have to be farmed for cultivated meat, and therefore hundreds of millions of acres of land wouldn't be needed to grow feed for them. Secondly, nutritional quality and impacts on human health are areas where the process is much more controlled than traditional agriculture. So only the best parts of meats would end up in the meats that you make or grow. Thirdly, traditionally grown animals are given high doses of antibiotics to combat disease or contamination from bacteria such as Salmonella and E. coli. Because cultivated meat producers don't expect to use antibiotics, or at least large amounts, cultivated meat could also alleviate the antibiotic resistance problem among humans. And since cultivated meat would require less contact with animals and use of their habitats, it could also lower the risk of more virus spillover from animals to humans, as was the case with COVID-19. Adapted from CNN.com, July 2022.